Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. Let's get to our top local story now. A group of California lawmakers wants to make it far easier to sue gun manufacturers and dealers for harm caused by their products. The just-introduced legislation is a different effort than the one that's been discussed by Governor Newsom, who was looking to model a California law on the Texas approach to citizens' lawsuits limiting abortion access. Tanya Shard is senior counsel at the Brady campaign.
This is a separate policy that functionally works to ensure that victims and cities can take action against irresponsible, reckless gun industry actors. I understand what the governor has proposed and you know its ties to what's happening in Texas. This itself is a standalone policy that I think we have all been trying to work towards for several years, and New York most recently passed this piece of legislation last session.
The bill's sponsors hope the threat of civil lawsuits will prompt the gun industry to step up efforts to stop illegal gun sales. Many hospitals are preparing for Omicron, but unlike last year, it's not because they expect a surge of patients. They're worried about their staffers.
A number of healthcare workers, you know, are calling in sick.
Many hospitals across the state of California are telling patients they're putting elective medical procedures on hold. And this is about much more than facelifts and nose jobs.
If you have cancer or you have a heart condition, you may not be having a medical emergency at the moment, but you still need your care. That is a last resort option, but that is, you know, one of the tools that hospitals do have if necessary.
That is Jan Everson Shaw speaking with KNX News, Vice President of the California Hospital Association.
We can find places to put more beds, but we need the staff to care for the patients in those beds.
Not all hospitals are postponing elective procedures, but she says those that are doing so out of an abundance of caution. Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
USC is upping its mask game with a new mandate.
USC will now require the surgical or N95 mask. The Daily Trojan says this applies to all students, staff, and faculty who return to campus for the spring semester. Nikki Berylson is a freshman at USC. She says she's vaccinated, gets regular testing, and already wears a cloth mask. She says she doesn't see the point of one more restriction when there is no absolute protection.
We all eat together in the same cafeteria, so we're congregating in ways. So the masks, I feel like they don't serve a great purpose because we're going to get together anyways without masks on.
Nikki says she feels that masks in general just make it harder to connect with people and make friends. But she says this is the new normal, so she'll do it. Vicki Moore, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The L.A. Unified School District says it's about to receive 500,000 at-home COVID tests from the state of California. School Board President Kelly Gonaz tells KNX that will help fulfill the requirement that all students and staff get tested before classes resume next Tuesday.
Particularly for the rapid tests, we're asking that those are within a couple of days of school starting, and that's why we're distributing those over the weekend so that families have them on hand and can do those tests, ideally Monday night or Tuesday morning, so that they are as close as possible to when students would be returning to school.
She tells us the district is preparing for a possible big increase in COVID cases among teachers.
You know, we are definitely developing contingency plans at this very moment to ensure that our schools have all of the sufficient staff they need, teachers, staff, and other administrators next week.
She says all kids are being asked to ditch their cloth masks, and surgical masks will be handed out if families need them. New UCLA study finds that fast food workers in LA County have been on the front lines of the pandemic. The research discovered nearly a quarter of employees had contracted the virus, COVID-19, with more than half knowing a worker who had caught COVID. UCLA researcher Brian Justine tells KNX he thinks restaurant chain staff should be considered essential workers.
To be a fast food worker is difficult, and then on top of that, you have an extra job of enforcing COVID policies. And one thing that workers found was that their employers rarely sort of supported them in this. They're, you know, confronting customers to wear masks, to social distance, both protect each other and to protect themselves. And that was another sort of catalyst for the kind of abuse that is widely documented.
The study also found nearly half of workers received paid sick leave when they or their co-workers got the virus. LA County hospitals are getting hit not just with a surge in COVID patients these days, but also with people just wanting to come in and get tested for COVID-19. That, they say, is impacting their ability to treat people with true emergencies.
It's a domino effect, according to one ER doctor. We've got the surge in COVID cases, more kids being hospitalized with the virus, more hospital personnel getting sick, which means fewer staff members to treat those coming in, and ambulance crews being forced to wait to have their patients seen by doctors. Dr. Angelique Campen is with Providence St. Joseph Medical Center in Burbank.
When someone is faced with the fact that they may have COVID, it's very scary, and I understand that.
But she tells KNX, unless a patient is experiencing serious symptoms like shortness of breath, they should probably avoid going to the ER where things are getting jammed up.
It is not the place to come simply to get a COVID test, look for an urgent care or a testing site.
Still, she understands that some people are having trouble getting tested, but the crush is causing that domino effect and everyone has to wait. John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.